podcast service of Quaker Gap Baptist Church in King, North Carolina, where our mission is to glorify God by growing Christ-like people.
Take our Bibles this morning, if you will. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, and follow along as I read verses 6 through 9 of Joshua chapter 1. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words spoken to Joshua so long ago. And we pray this morning, Father, as we just look into these words, that you might encourage us, challenge us, inspire us, move us ahead to be better people, to be successful in our lives. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here in this passage of Scripture, the word successful is used a couple of times. Basically, the Lord is speaking to Joshua and he's saying, if you want to have success and prosperity in the future, here's what that is supposed to look like. But instead of describing what that destination of success looks like, instead the Lord gives Joshua some lifestyle hints. So let's put it this way. Success, scripturally speaking, is not a destination, but a lifestyle. So one of the ways that I've experienced this recently is to walk across the platform and to receive a doctorate. And it's a very humbling and yet a wonderful experience. But you walk down off of the platform and you ask yourself, what next? Any of you graduates experience that same feeling? Said, all right, I've reached the success that I've been working toward these years, and then, but what comes next? So I think all of us have experienced that in life. Even when we've landed the job, the position that we wanted, and we celebrate, we've succeeded. When we get a pay raise and when we reach a certain level in our bank account that we've been saving up for, and we say, now I have arrived, I have succeeded, there's something nagging in the back of our heads and our heart of hearts that says, so what? So what? Where's this going? There are many people who we would consider successful when we look at their lives. But then we would ask the question, are they really? Because, see, we know that our lives are a mixture of successful things, but then also a mixture of errors and mistakes and sin as well. So whereas we might consider ourselves a success in what we've accomplished and what we've done, there's in our heart of hearts this knowledge that we are not all that we should be or could be because of our lives. Let me show you some pictures of people who are successful. O.J. Simpson was the first running back in the NFL to reach 2,000 yards over his career, in one season. And recognize that 2,000 yards in one season was back when they played 14 games. They play 16 games now. He was a great football player, but his life self-destructed. So when you see O.J. Simpson, chances are you don't even remember his football life anymore. His success, you remember the rest of his life. Next, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is regarded by many as one of the greatest golfers that has ever walked on the golf course. And he was on track to eclipse and take over Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors won. And his life self-destructed his family life, and he's gone from being number one on the tour in the world to being number 13 now as a result of the troubles that he's faced. Is he a success? Of course he's a success. But recognize that there's more to success than just the achievements, the destination that we feel we should be arriving at. Another successful person, Lindsay Lohan. Some of you know who Lindsay Lohan is. She's a child model who turned into an actress, who got a contract with Disney, put out movies for Disney, made millions of dollars, was one of the most recognizable child actresses, and then also became a pop star and put out CDs and was headed for a very successful career in Hollywood, highly regarded actress. And then the DUIs came, and the addiction, and the rehab, and the court cases. And her life seemingly is self-destructed, and any time you hear her name in the news, it's usually connected with something bad rather than something good. A success? Well, yeah, she was extremely successful. At the top of the list, she was a household name. But what has happened? See, her life is a mixture, like yours and mine, of success and not success. Another successful person. This is Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen was, again, one of Hollywood's brightest stars, and he rose up in the ranks from being the son of Martin Sheen to being a successful child actor to being a heartthrob teenage actor, and then eventually, last year, in 2010, just as early as last year, he was the highest paid actor on television. And then his life fell apart. It all fell apart, self-destructed. The phrase that he has coined is winning. Winning, that's his phrase. But in reality, we all know that it's not winning. He went from being very successful to not having a job at all. Another successful person, Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, was a bodybuilder who grew up and was born in Austria and came to the United States and won the Mr. Olympia competition, and then continued to become popular to the point where he went from being a bodybuilder to a model to an actor to the Terminator, and then eventually the governor of California, even though he had never run for public office before. Very successful man. But just recently, the truth has come out about Arnold Schwarzenegger and some improprieties in his life and some issues. And so is he a success? Well, believe it or not, just recently, he was offered $40 million to revive the Terminator series of movies. $40 million to do two more movies about the Terminator. Successful? Well, yeah, but if you were to sit down with him and ask him, do you really feel like a success right now in your life? I don't know what the answer would be. And then one that hits a little closer to home. This is John Edwards, the senator from North Carolina, who was a very powerful attorney from Raleigh and rose to the ranks of senator, rose to the ranks of running for president of the United States, and then also was the running mate of John Kerry for vice president of the United States. But all during that time, even in the midst of his greatest success, he was covering up and hiding the fact that he had had an affair and a child outside of his marriage. And it's all coming now to light, and he has been indicted and will appear before the court. Are these people successful? Well, yeah, you would say in one sense in their lives, there is success there. They have reached a pinnacle in their lives that most people will never reach. And perhaps you feel the same way, that you've been a success. You've graduated. You've moved on. You've built your business. You've built your life. You've raised a successful family. But deep in your heart of hearts, you know, there are some things that you would rather people not know about. That we are a mixture of success and a mixture of failure. Well, success is not a destination that we all hope to arrive at, but rather, according to this passage of Scripture, as God speaks to Joshua and begins to prepare him for ministry and for leadership in the nation of Israel, it's not about where you end up, it's about how you get there, the lifestyle along the way. And that's what we read about here in Joshua chapter 1. So let's take a look at these steps to success. The first thing that the Lord says to Joshua is, as you bring the people into the promised land, as you take over where Moses left off, first thing you need to do is to be strong. To be strong. Another way of saying this is that the successful stand firm. The successful stand firm. And I'll speak to the graduates this morning, and the rest of you can listen in, and you might get something out of it too, because this is the Word of God. But to stand firm and to be strong, to hold your values. Because I know at one time or another in our lives as believers, we drew a line in the sand and we said, this is my boundary. I will not cross this boundary. This is what I believe in. This is how I will live my life according to these values that I've been raised in, that I've learned from God's Word, and I don't want to transgress these boundaries. I want to encourage you to stand firm in those boundaries. That's what God was telling Joshua to do, to be strong, to lead your life, to do what you've been called to do, but to be the person that God has called you to be in the process, and to never step outside those boundaries. I'll give you a couple of examples of people who maybe you would think are successful, but as they look back on their life, they would say, well, they don't feel like successes. For example, what about the graduate who walks across the platform and receives their diploma or their degree, knowing full well that they bought most of the papers that they turned in, that they cheated on exams? They're not really the person that they're making themselves out to be. So yeah, successful from the world standpoint as they receive that degree, but a failure on the inside as they know it's not legitimate. We need to watch out that we live our lives standing firm for our values and what we believe in, or else the success will be hollow. That's what God was saying to Joshua. Do it right. Be strong. He also said to Joshua, be courageous. Be courageous. In other words, the successful push ahead. They push ahead. You know, it would be easy for us as graduates who have received an education now to just rest on that and say, good, I'm done. And it's easy to do that when you reach a certain level of success to say, this is good. You know, and to become lazy and to rest in that. But God was calling Joshua and saying, listen, you need, even though there's a hard road ahead of you, you need to be courageous, you know? Put on your big boy pants and get going, right? You need to be courageous because there's a road ahead of you that's going to be difficult to walk, but you need to walk it because you've been called to walk it. Stand up, stand firm, push ahead, be strong, and be courageous. Interestingly enough, as you look through this book of Joshua, this appears time and time again. In fact, if you have your Bible, turn back to Deuteronomy 34. Deuteronomy 34. In this passage of Scripture, at the very end, we read about Joshua when he took over for Moses. It says in verse 9 Deuteronomy 34, now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses has laid his hands on him. And so the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses. And the picture is this, that the mantle has been passed from Moses to Joshua. Do you get the picture? Moses was given the power of God to cross the Red Sea, to lead the people out of Egypt, to bring them to the very door of the promised land, and then it was all turned over to Joshua. And in a position like that, where now you are the leader, you are the head man, and it's your opportunity to shine, what are the words that God would give to you as you step out into the next phase of your life? And those words are here in Joshua 1, be strong, be courageous. And then it says, not only to be strong and to be courageous, but in verse 9, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged. Another way of putting that is that the successful endure opposition. The successful endure opposition. That along the road, there were going to be those who would oppose Joshua. Some of them would be in his own camp. Those who were supposed to love him and follow him were going to be his opposition. And then along the road, as they went to conquer the promised land, there were going to be cities with people established that were going to stand in his way. And God said, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for I'm going to be with you wherever you go. That's the promise. And the successful are able to endure opposition. So it's not necessarily about where you end up, the destination, but it's about how you get there. And in Joshua's case, the goal was to conquer the promised land, to move the people of Israel in, to settle them there where there would be peace. That was the end goal. That would mean success. But what was more important to God in this passage of Scripture is that he do it in the right way, to be strong and to stand firm, to be courageous and push ahead, to not be discouraged, but to successfully endure the opposition. Corrie ten Boom was a woman who faced great opposition. She spent much of her life in a concentration camp headed up by the Nazis. And in fact, her three siblings and her mother and father all died in those concentration camps. And she says these words, "If God sends us on strong paths, we are provided strong shoes." Obviously, what she means by that is the same thing that we see being said to Joshua. Don't be discouraged. Don't be terrified. Don't be afraid of the opposition, because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. He will give you the strength that you need to meet the challenges that you will face. And when you step ahead in faith, recognizing that God will be with you, that is the definition of success. Finally, here in this passage of Scripture, Joshua also is told by God to pay attention to the word. In other words, the successful follow orders. They follow orders. The Lord said, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Follow the law. Do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything that's written in it." In other words, pay attention to what God has said and live your life according to his word. And don't ever lose that emphasis in your life. The word of God is that important. If you want to be a success in life, it will be because the word of God is firmly planted in your hearts and in your minds, and you live your life according to what God has said. Follow his orders. That's what it means to be successful according to the Lord. He could have said, "Now, Joshua, when it's all said and done, you're going to have a palace, and you're going to be seated in this wonderful, comfortable chair, and servants will bring you large glasses of sweet iced tea. And you are just going to have just whatever you want. Musicians will come and play for you, and the land will be at peace." And that, Joshua, is success. Strive for that. But you notice that that's not the apple that God dangled in front of Joshua to get him to move along. Instead, it was this: "I will be with you wherever you go. So stand firm, push ahead, endure the opposition, and follow orders." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, how we thank you for your word to us this morning. And we pray, Lord, that as we look at our lives and where they are headed, each one of us as individuals, that you would help us to want to be successful. Even this morning, Lord, as we have seen the lives of some who are popular in our culture, who are successful, yet whose lives have fallen apart, it is a challenge to us, O Lord, to not just strive for the success that man calls success, but to live a lifestyle of success, pleasing you, doing what you've called us to do and being who you've called us to be. We thank you, Lord, that the ultimate model of success is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And his greatest success was to die on the cross for our sins. Father, we recognize that you looked upon your Son and you said, "This is my Son that I love, and I am pleased with him." And Father, we also recognize that we as believers in him have been given his righteousness so that when you look upon us, no matter what our lives are like experientially now, when you look upon us, Lord, that you say those same words, this is my son, this is my daughter, I love him, I love her, and I am pleased. Through your son, you've already made us successful. So Lord, help us to take successful steps. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.